The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
And we want to make it abundantly clear that any effort by the secretary, by the president, or anyone else to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
And this president of the United States is stooping to a level that is beneath the dignity of the Constitution of the United States and our founders, since the chairman mentioned our founders.
Nancy Pelosi and Shifty Shift, who should resign for, in disgrace, by the way, and Jerry Nadler and all of them, Adam Schiff, he's a lowlife. He should be forced to resign.
Bring it on, baby, come on! You want to fight? You want to fight? Bring it on, baby!
Me and Al wanted to do the heavy metal earlier. But we know if during the 7 and 8 o'clock hours, you know, the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, rather, we want to do it nice. Let's take it nice and easy. Now we're into the metal now, man. It's 8
Too
o'clock.
Too many people be falling out of the...
Yeah. We've been up for hours. Now you're going to get up with us, man. With all that's going on down there in Washington, D.C., seeing the president fight like he's fighting, and seeing this insidious, parasitic takeover of the deep state. Adam Schiff, I don't know who owns him, man, but you can see that boy's lying. He is, I'm telling you right now, you know it and I know it. You got a good instinct, I got a good instinct. By the way, objectively speaking, because the caveat I always say is when you think I'm being, he's pro-Trump, he's a Trump guy. No, because when Bill Clinton was being impeached, I said, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Bill Clinton, it was reprehensible what he did. And then if you look at it, what he did, they tried to trap him, and then they make you trip over yourself, and then boom, you're done. But after the Mueller probe, and after I've had people on this show, and going on this show is like going to like graduate school in politics. I'm telling you, being with Frankie Five Burrows, I'm with Al. We learn about, and then I got Mike Gallagher comes in. I got the great broadcasters from Salem Media, you know, who I look to like kind of mentor me through a morning show. And then I see what happened with the Mueller probe. Holy moly, guy! Let me tell you, that's the deep state seeping in, trying to ruin our lives. Why? Because they can. Because they want power. Because they want control. They don't like this president. We're taking him down. And they're going after to take him down. And you're like an American citizen going, yeah, but, you know, I kind of voted for the guy because I wanted this to happen. I wanted this all to be ripped up. I wanted the swamp to be drained, you know? And they go, no, you can't because we own it. We are the deep state. We are the life bureaucrats of Washington, D.C. You can't do that. Oh, yes, we can. And you want to bring on the fight again? Roll the heavy metal music, Albert, because you know what? Bring it on. Bring it on. You can see the president fighting yesterday. And like I said this earlier, I felt bad that the president of the United States had to, like, defend himself because he's so frustrated. This is so wrong. This is so insidious. This is so obvious. What's happening here with Schiff and Pelosi? And listen to me. I tell you, I love you. I love you for listening like a brother and a sister. I love you. You're there. You're with us around this kitchen table every morning. I could never lie to you. I would never tell you something that is wrong. I understand the criticisms. I understand it. I want to be fair. I want to be objective. But it is outright scary and frightening when Nancy Pelosi steps up at that press conference yesterday and she starts talking and like she had a couple shots of vodka and her lips start to move. Is Nancy Pelosi saying, I don't take... and she can't find the word joy, tough word, Madam Speaker. The joy of impeaching the president. And it's, I'm watching this press conference, and now I'm scared as an American. And then who does she introduce? Adam Schiff. Who is this strange man? Who is this? He looks like an alien, man. Adam Schiff. Ooh, with those eyes, man. I'm not guilty. When you see Adam Schiff, before he opens his mouth, you know, the first thing you hear him say, I'm not guilty. No, really. I'm not owned by anybody. I'm not a puppet. I know exactly what I'm doing here. This is the guy through the Mueller probe that said the president was a Russian agent. He and Eric Swalwell. Oh, my gosh. These people think we're stupid. And then the president gets up and he's angry and he goes after the press. And you know what I find myself doing? I swear to goodness gracious, and I don't know if it's right that I do this. I cheer the president on. Yes, do it. Go for it, Mr. President. I find myself doing that now. And I understand the criticism of the bluster and the personality and how the president's supposed to be quote unquote presidential. But all they keep doing, they're taking this guy right to the limit. No one would have patience. And then, end of the day yesterday, I go, I want to see my boy Mikey down. He's working at the gym at our Retro Fitness, you know. So I went down. I said, well, let me grab a quick workout. I know. I shouldn't be doing it with my knee. But I grabbed a quick. I didn't do leg workout. I didn't do legs. So you'll be pleased with that. I did not do legs because I still got the bandages on from surgery. But I did, you know, I just want to do some upper body. So I go down to the gym. I see Mikey there. I'm proud of my boy working, you know, going to school, doing a good thing. And I look on the screen at the Retro Fitness that we just purchased, and I see CNN. Oh, I see CNN in the gym. Why is CNN, listen to me, every airport I go to, and you know how much I travel, I look around the world, CNN, it's CNN, and I got to listen, and listen, I'm an Anderson Cooper fan. I think Wolf Blitzer is great, you know what I mean? I don't hate these folks. I appreciate their style.
You mean when he's not scared?
Wolf Blitzer always does look scared. Matter of fact, Wolf Blitzer should have Adam Schiff's face. I think that's what Adam Schiff should sound like. Wolf Blitzer, hi, I'm scared.
Great if the two of them were doing an interview and Wolf was asking him, "Are you as scared as I am? Are you as scared?"
Yeah. Donald Trump scares me. I don't know what to say. I'm Wolf Blitzer and Schiff with those eyes. Hey, so I don't want to say anything negative, but it's so anti-American. I think I really think anymore CNN is anti-American. I think that's safe to say, right? They're not paying. Patriotic anyway. So, and they really, really, really hate President Trump. Now they're on, it's on, Al, it's on the screen in my gym, every airport. All I got to do
is. Oh, it's on my gym too. My gym consists of the Yes Network, CNN, right. MSNBC.
What?
Once in a while you see like a Fox News on the screen, but then there's, you know, the individual, like, you know, treadmills and stuff. You can put your own thing on. I use equipment that doesn't have a TV. I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah,
I just want to work out and get my thing done. But you have to see some of these people. They're working out and they're watching CNN. You could see them intently watching CNN. Hey, dude, are you doing your workout or are you watching the politics?
Well, not only that, it's misinformation. Is it really what it is? It's misinformation. So, and again, this is just me speaking. So I say to the kid up front working with Mikey, hey, where's the remote control here? You know, so he handed me the remote control. I sprayed Durasan on it, and then I took it and I said and I switched it. I said, let me find Fox. Now I got a little group around me watching me switch from CNN to Fox. In the gym. Wait a minute. Wait. And then boom, 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 boom. Oh, there's Brett Baer. He's objective. Now I'm doing a pitch. Brett Baer's objective. See, this is what you got. And they actually went along with it, but I didn't want. Nothing against CNN, but it's all over.
When you're walking around the gym, you'll watch Fox News and you'll like it. Keep going. 10 more reps.
You join now.
Bring it.
Fox News on your TV. Yeah. It should be an upsell at the gym when you sign
it's
up for membership.
My arms are tight. Doesn't matter. Keep lifting. Keep lifting.
Wrong channel, pal. Boom, Fox. Where's Brett Baer? There he is. Boom. You got
you
it.
You want
now.
Water? I'll give you water. Yeah. Keep going. Keep going.
He's a little ice. Little ice. Like a raging bull. You know, like James Rose and Robert De Niro pressure.
He's a little ice.
I just need a little Fox News. Little Fox News. I just need to watch Fox News.
You don't like that De Niro guy? He was dropping F-bombs on CNN. Watch this.
Oh my God! So I realized switched over the network because you know what? When you're in another country like I was, and then you're watching CNN, and it's so And when I tell you anti-American, it really is. It's anti-patriotic. It's anti-American. It's snarky. It's that elite. That I couldn't stand that going to school where you had the overeducated pseudo-intellectual elitists. Oh, I couldn't stand that. I couldn't stand that. And that's what CNN has become. And again, no disrespect. I'm just saying that's what they become. So I'm watching. And when you want to say to a foreigner, if you're sitting there and you're watching, you're the foreigner. Let me say, you want to say somebody who's in the country because you're the foreigner in that country, and you can I say that? Is that legally, or am I not allowed to say that? Can you say not? Call
you're not allowed to
now?
Say illegal alien in New York. You God. Get a $250,000 fine.
Sued. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, but when you're in another country, you want to say, no, that's not us, man. That you want to say to the person watching that you're watching CNN, that's not us, you know. And then, fortunately, on the ship that we're on, they had Fox News. I don't know how Brent Bozell pulled that one off, but it was great. We watched Fox News, so that was good. Just a little objectivity. That's all I ask. But is that for only me? Only me, you know, going to my gym and then finding CNN in my gym. Boy, we changed that quickly. So, and then we just had a good. And you know what, though? You can't get crazy. You can't, don't get crazy about it. Let the president get angry. Let him get angry because he deserves to be angry. Because if someone was there, you know, you got to look at it like if President Trump is your uncle or certainly of your dad, you know, or part of your family. If you saw somebody, he represents us, whether you like him or not, and they just want to take him down just to take him down. I've not seen a reason why to take him down. They just want to take him down. And when you see the assault, and you know how your relative will sometimes snap, and you'll go, well, that's uncle, you know, so-and-so, he'll do that. But he has a right to do it because it's a constant onslaught of attacks on this president like I've never seen. This is worse than any. They would go after Ronald Reagan, and you forget, because Ronald Reagan is just so, in my mind, you know, the quintessential president, and with the class and dignity of the Oval Office. And they went after Ronald Reagan like they went after, like they're going after Donald Trump. They will no mercy. It's not that it's Donald Trump. It's not that it's Ronald Reagan. It's just that it's the opposite party. And you will see that. So just, I wish everybody would just tone it down, tone the rhetoric down. Everybody calm down. The only thing that bothers me as we get into the morning here, and we got a lot to talk about, but is that there's nobody overseeing this parasitic takeover from the deep state. There's nobody overseeing it. It's you and I. It's you and I voting for Donald Trump. It's Rudolph Giuliani by himself out there. But when you see that that Adam Schiff possibly helped write the whistleblower complaint, that's from the president. So, but he knew about it. Schiff knew about it. When you see this ex-Ukraine prosecutor said he was told to back off the probe of the Biden-linked firm, and you ask why does the president use Rudy Giuliani to go look at what happened in the Ukraine? This is it, because there was such massive corruption, such misspent money. Mr. President, why did you hold the money to the Ukraine? Because we're the only ones paying. No one's paying. Thank you, Mr. President. It's so obvious, but I want to tell you something. Is what they're doing here is wrong. It's just wrong the way they're going after the president, and there's nobody in charge. And you watch subpoenas come out of the House Intelligence Committee now. You watch the subpoenas. Already Rudy Giuliani got one. You, who else in the White House is going to get one, right? Why aren't, and I ask this objectively, and I submit this respectfully, why aren't the Republicans shooting out subpoenas as well? Why aren't the, and I tell you this because you're part of the family in the morning, and I don't want to say it, I'm not feeling the support for the president from the Republicans. Because I'm thinking now, and I ask this question, and give me a call, if, you know, at 877-970-2999, do those right-wing Republicans want this president out as well? I'm just saying, because why would they not step up for him? Why don't they? There should have been 10 subpoenas out already. I don't know how you do it. I don't know legally how you do it, you know, but boom, shoot, you know, you're going to give us one, we'll give you 10 more back. It's the president. I feel like he's fighting for himself like that. Am I right or wrong? And if I'm wrong, call me. I mean, honestly, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie Duhaime's going, we have got a great, speaking of all of this, what's right, what's wrong, what makes sense, what's real news. Heather McDonald is one of the brightest people on the planet. She writes for the City Journal. And she wrote something called False Testimony that I will retweet out now. Debbie, this is, it's sworn statements at a recent congressional hearing on policing veered sharply from the truth. And Heather McDonald has the facts, and she's going to bring the facts to the airwaves. It's about policing and the way it really is. We're just trying to bring the truth to the airwaves, Debbie Duhaime. And Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads, traffic-wise, 818 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thank you. The southbound thruway is still pretty solid as you head from Spring Valley getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Cross County West at North Columbus Ave and Mount Vernon. A crash over there. New England Thruway South exit 21 heading right in toward Port Chester. Watch for a crash as well. It's solid on the eastbound BQE at McGinnis Humboldt with a disabled car, and stop and go on the westbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel. An accident there. 15 to 20 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Belt West at Cross Bay Boulevard. That's a crash to deal with. And also on the Deegan South by the Grand Concourse. An accident out there. Still working as well. Some stop-and-go traffic as you take it out to the Hudson River crossings. We're still seeing delays of 30 minutes in across the board. LIE West at New Hyde Park Road, an accident as well. And 280 East exit 9 and West Orange, a car fire being cleared. Rain likely today with a high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Senior Associate Derivatives, New York, New York. Sought by law firm to advise and represent clients and lead negotiations in derivatives transactions, including accelerated share repurchases, variable prepaid forward and stake building transactions. Must have JD, LLM, LLB, or foreign degree equivalent. Must display academic excellence, cum laude, magna cum laude, distinction, scholar, B+ GPA, and or law review journal experience. Must be admitted to New York State Bar. Must have 2 years experience as law clerk, trainee lawyer, associate in derivatives at top 100 law firm as ranked by www.vault.com. Must have 2 years experience with margin loans, total return swaps, interest rate hedges, FX and currency hedges, structuring of derivative productions in connection with syndicated credit facilities and project financing. Email resume and transcript to Paul Weiss, Rifkind, Wharton & Garrison, LLP at lateralhiring@paulweiss.com with subject line DG001.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning, telling you about the Michaels of Brooklyn Columbus Day Cook-Off. It's Sunday, October 13th. We've got the final contestants locked in now, and we want to invite you to come down to Michaels of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand, right there to be a spectator. It's one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. You'll get to taste classic Italian dishes prepared using Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. I will be on the panel of judges along with Michael's of Brooklyn family. Fred's going to be there, Johnny, and Michael himself. So if you'd like to attend the cook-off, eat some great food, book a reservation at Michael's of Brooklyn now, please, 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. I will see you there for the Columbus Day Michael's of Brooklyn cook-off. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:23 on AM 970, The Answer. Heather McDonald's going to join us momentarily. She is a Thomas W. Smith Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a contributing editor of a City Journal, New York Times bestselling author. Her newest book is The Diversity Delusion, How Race and Gender Pandering Corrupt the University and Undermine Our Culture. One of the brightest people on the planet, and just a very, very pleasant person I've had the privilege of being with and speaking on stage with, Heather McDonald. Heather, welcome back to the show. Just so great to have you with us.
Well, Joe, it's great to be back with you. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I have to be honest. I feel like I know you enough to talk very, very honestly with you. Is that intellectually?
It's an intimate forum just between you and me, right?
I swear to God, you're so. I feel like you're so intellectually superior to than I am. So I want you to walk me through. No, please. It's like I listen to you talk in front of 12,000 kids at Liberty University. I'm going, okay, I'm glad I played the guitar because.
I am not glad I had to follow you with your charisma and
Please.
Stage presence.
Oh,
you had them in your fingertips.
I tried. Thank you. And it's just an honor to be with you. You were brilliant. I watched this. I'm talking about the City Journal article. I talked to you listening now. It's called False Testimony from Heather McDonald. And then I saw. Heather, I saw you tell, and I want you to tell us about, if you would, please, this congressional hearing. You were on a panel, and you were magnificent on this panel with the way you dealt with these congressional leaders. I have so many questions to ask, but if you would just set the stage for us, what you were doing down there and how it led to this magnificent article that you wrote for City Journal.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. Well, the House Judiciary Committee, that's led by Jerry Nadler, had called an oversight hearing on policing with the goal, vastly Democratic-dominated, of reinstituting Obama's anti-cop policies. It was a stacked panel to further the narrative that we're living through a racially biased epidemic of fatal police shootings, that policing is shot through with endemic racism. So Al Sharpton was there. He had brought in the mother of Eric Garner, who died tragically, as we all know, in Staten Island following a arrest that went bad for selling loose cigarettes. And I testified that there was ample statistical evidence, studies showing that there is no bias in fatal police shootings. These studies have come out across the political map. They are rigorously evaluated, published in the most respected economics, and the National Academy of Science has just recently published a study showing no fatal police bias. It doesn't get more august and rigorous than that. So, and I talked as well about the policing revolution in New York and the fact that police are the second best solution to crime. The best solution is families, but that absent the reconstruction of the family in the inner city, the police are the government agency most dedicated to Black Lives Matter. They have saved thousands and thousands of Black lives over the last two decades, thanks to the policing revolution that began in New York. Following me was a man who runs an outfit at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice at CUNY College called the Center for Policing Equity, Philip Atiba Goff. And he got up there and very dramatically said that his love of country and his commitment as a science required him to deviate from his prepared remarks to respond to the false testimony that had just been given by me. And he claimed that the authors of the studies whom I had cited as evidence that the Black Lives Matter narrative is ruthlessly and shamelessly false, had repudiated their work. A Harvard Black economist, Roland Fryer, wrote a study in 2016 showing no police bias in fatal shootings. This Goff claimed that Fryer had said he was embarrassed by his study and retracted it. He said that the National Academy of Sciences study, the authors there had said, yeah, we throw in the towel, we were wrong. Well, I'm put in a bad position there because that was news to me. You know, I certainly was unaware of any such retractions, but you can't say that because then you are saying, well, you don't know anything. So I cited more studies and spoke more broadly about the fact that there's simply no evidence of this police bias. Well, it turns out that as soon as the hearing ended, I contacted Roland Fryer, the Harvard economist, who has said through a very rigorous statistical study that there's no police bias. Have you claimed to be embarrassed by your findings? Fryer wrote back and said, I literally have no idea what Goff is talking about. Wow. Not only do I not retract them, I stand by them, and here's another study that makes reaches the exact same conclusion. The authors of the National Academy of Sciences study, they sent me their response to a criticism. Their response says, in no way does this change our results. So bottom line, Joe, is Goff got up and under oath, he perjured himself. He lied to the committee. And I have demanded that the committee call him back and get him on the record. I, of course, asked Goff for to document his proof that Fryer says he's embarrassed by his findings that the National Academy of Science study authors have retracted. He has not responded one word. So I doubt whether the Democrats are going to take me up on this, because the entire committee hearing on the Democratic side was just one false narrative after another. And to my great disappointment, the Republicans on the committee were utterly feckless. All they did was give feel-good stories about heroic cops. Well, that's all very well and good, and those stories are true.
Yeah.
But that does not rebut the Black Lives Matter narrative. I was the only witness on that stand with the capacity, the statistical knowledge to push back against the mainstream Democratic narrative. And the Republicans did not have the guts to ask me one question.
Right. You know what? And you statistically, you smoked everybody on that forum. And by the way, we're talking about Heather McDonald. You got to go, if you would. And I say, I don't want to say homework, but this is vital. This is a vital, vital read and a vital, vital watch. If you go to at Jersey Joe Piscopo and you check on Twitter, I retweeted this great article from Heather McDonald. And the book is The Diversity Delusion. You have to read this, because it's so frustrating. Every morning as I turn on, we turn on the mic, we go on the air, Heather, and then you see the police being bashed. Statistically, the police are not racist. Statistically, the cops are there helping more Black Americans than anybody else. Statistically, you brought it out. And in The Diversity Delusion, in your book, and in this tweet that I'm telling you about, this video that you have to watch. And then what happens is I'm watching you just crush it, Heather, in this forum. And Gerald Nadler looks so, I don't know if he's not feeling well. He lost too much weight. I don't know what's wrong with him. Again, he's like, he's not, he just wasn't in the rhythm he could not keep up with you. Then why would they put Al Sharpton on this distinguished panel? Why would they put Al Sharpton there? That's the one question I kept asking myself. That must have just made the hair stand up in the back of your neck.
Well, Al Sharpton has been completely rehabilitated by the Democratic Party. All is forgiven. All is forgotten. He was grilled. The only pushback from the Republicans was a very heated exchange from
Matt Gaetz.
Gaetz from Florida trying to hold him to a Scarborough resolution from 2011, I think, denouncing Sharpton's anti-Semitic remarks in the past.
Yeah.
But other than that, Sharpton is simply one more of the phony Black civil rights activists that are playing on the racial victimology card rather than trying to say to Blacks, The solution is behavioral change and just compete the hell out of everybody else. Don't ask that standards get lowered for you, as we see what's going on in with Richard Carranza and the New York City school system, trying to get rid of all objective meritocratic standards. The solution is meet the standards. You know, the solution is if you don't want cops in your neighborhood, parents, fathers, step up to the plate and make sure that your kids are not joining gangs. If that doesn't happen, though, again, as you say, Joe, the cops disproportionately help those wonderful law-abiding inner-city Black residents beg for more police presence.
That's right.
Their
that's
voices
right.
are never heard. I spoke about that at this panel. I spoke about the fact that Blacks in New York, Black voters in New York, want broken windows policing. They want public order policing at a higher rate than whites, because they understand that street disorder destroys their quality of life and makes them fearful and leads to higher rates of crime. The police go where they're needed, and that is in inner city neighborhoods. And sadly, the reason they're needed there is because the black crime rate is exponentially higher than that of whites. Nobody talks about that. The police chiefs don't talk about it. But the fact is, in New York City, blacks are 23% of the population. They commit about 72% of all shootings. Whites are 34% of the population. They commit between 1 and 2% of all shootings. So there are vast racial disparities in criminal commission. That is what we should be talking about, not demonizing the cops.
You know, Heather, you're so good. I have your article from the City Journal in front of me. I marked it all up. I did all my homework. You just touched on absolutely everything that I wanted to talk about. God bless you for that, girl. Statistically, you are so on the money. You have to read the book from Heather McDonald, The Diversity Delusion. And before we let you go, Heather, it was great that you gave Commissioner Bratton a shout out about broken windows, how imperative that was.
Well, he created a revolution in policing that spread nationwide and is responsible for the fact that this country has had a 50% crime drop since the 1990s. He did something that no police chief had ever done before. He set himself a numerical goal for crime reduction, and he met it. And that signaled a complete change in philosophy from a passive, the cops can do nothing about crime, to one of accountability. We are holding ourselves accountable for public safety, and that changed everything.
Heather McDonald, the book is The Diversity Delusion. Just go on at Jersey Joe Piscopo. You'll see everything from Heather, and you got to check that out. Hey, you are just brilliant. Thank you for making sense, Heather. Thank you for sticking up for everything we believe in. And thank you for being you, Heather McDonald. You're a brilliant gal, and I'm proud to know you.
Well, thank you for assembling such an audience and keeping New York, keeping hope alive that we can somehow get back to common sense in this city. Your listeners can be mobilized into a voting bloc, and I think with you at the head, Joe, it'll happen.
Thanks, Heather. I can't wait to see you again. Thank you so much for joining us. Heather McDonald right there.
Thank you.
Heather McDonald, the Diversity Delusion. Again, you may want to just go to Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter and see this great article in the City Journal from a truly brilliant, great American. 8:35 with Joe on the radio. General Spalding is going to join us. We're going to talk about China, what's going on in Hong Kong. A lot to get into this morning, and I see the phone calls backing up. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. I promise I will get there ASAP, but we want to clear the airwaves right now for Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Staten Island Democratic Congressman Max Rose, whose district backed President Trump in 2016, now says he supports the impeachment inquiry against the president. Rose made the announcement last night during a town hall in his home district. He told constituents that the American people have a right to know if their president used the power of his office to get a foreign power to interfere in our election. First-term congressman who won an upset election last November over Republican incumbent Dan Donovan had not previously expressed support for the inquiry. Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis, who is challenging Max Rose, will join us next hour. Thieves with glue-filled mousetraps and long pieces of string are stealing mail from U.S. postal boxes all over Bergen County. Police warning people to mail checks and bills inside post offices. Instead of using boxes on the street, the thieves are able to use the mousetraps to bring up mail from the bottom of boxes. Then they rifle through the letters for checks and cash. Complaints about missing mail have skyrocketed across the state. The U.S. Post Office has responded by replacing old mailboxes with new ones that have smaller slots and are said to be theft-proof. In sports, the Yankees and Twins play Game 1 of their American League Division Series tomorrow night in the Bronx. Starting pitchers have yet to be named. The Rays beat the A's 5-1 in the American League wildcard game last night. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have Game 2 of the NLDS. The Cardinals against the Braves, pregame at 4, first pitch at 4:37. You can listen to it right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Over on the LIE westbound at New Hyde Park Road, it's an accident being cleared. You're moving slowly at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 to 20 in. Over at LaGuardia, an hour delay on arrivals because of windy conditions. The westbound belt slowing down into Cross Bay Boulevard, getting reports of an accident there. Cross Bronx West still jammed up right into the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. That's a disabled truck in the way. Deegan South at the Grand Concourse, they cleaned up an accident there. Inbound side of the GW. UB still 25, Lincoln 35, Holland 45 in from 1 and 9, better from the turnpike approach. Traffic is moving slowly this morning as you head over to 280 East, exit 8, getting out through West Orange, a disabled vehicle, 80 West, exit 58 in Patterson. That's a crash. And it looks like problems right now on 1 and 9 South at Southwood Ave in Linden. An accident involving a tractor trailer there. Westbound 84 at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge, a crash. Rain likely today, high in the upper 50s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dove Men Plus Care. How many guys out there have been using their wife or girlfriend shampoo? Your hair is different, so do them and your hair a favor. Get your own. Dove Men Plus Care has created a range designed to give your hair the care it needs to stay strong and more resilient. Available at Walmart.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-881-4747. That's 1-800-881-4747. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-881-4747.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base faster than you can keep up.
It's as if they have a back room of digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one. And it's not a pretty sight.
What if you could beat them with your own minions? You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? We've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 841 right now. Perillo Tours, the Italy company, has been hosting visitors to Hawaii for 3 decades. Did you know that? You got to discover the natural beauty of Hawaii. Each island is unique with its own personality, kind of like us on the morning show, each with its own personality. You know, I've been to Hawaii many times, but when you go with Steve Perillo, it just takes it up a notch completely. Oceanfront hotels, gourmet dining, memories to last a lifetime. And maybe you've been promising yourself a visit to Pearl Harbor to honor the memory of a special family member. It's a very moving experience. I have been there. Just listen, please.
As many times as I've been to Pearl Harbor, it still affects myself as well. It's a very emotional experience. I've seen a lot of different reactions on the memorial itself. It becomes very emotional for everyone around.
I've lived all my life waiting for that moment to see that. And it was extremely moving.
As we left the Arizona Memorial, the tour guide led our group in God Bless America. It was moving.
Pearl Harbor, you got to see it. You got to see it. Please call 888-PERILLO and request the new 2020 Hawaii brochure. That's 888-PERILLO. Janice standing by as I speak. P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Check with your travel agent or visit here, please. PerilloTours.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Rocking through this Thursday, October 3rd, with Joe Piscopo, 842 on AM 970. The Answer, the flagship station of Salem Media. 50,000 watts screaming at you, out to you from New York, New York, and around the country on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. You know, we had Brigadier General retired Robert S. Spalding from the United States Air Force on last week, and we started talking China. All of a sudden, we had a technical glitch. I think we were hacked. I think the Chinese hacked. I don't know what happened, but I said to Brian Zagan, our producer, I said, Brian, you got to get the general back, man, because he wrote this great book called Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. General, welcome back to the show. Let's hopefully the Chinese will let us stay on the air together here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Monday you were explaining to us how the president's tariffs were helping to weaken China's economy. And Lord knows I've been saying that till I'm blue in the face. In your opinion, General, what else must be done to combat this Chinese threat, please?
Well, you know, it's actually has there's one thing that we could do that is really not related to China. It's really what the president's been saying. You know, he's been complaining because the Fed has essentially kept rates high when every other central bank that we're dealing with has gone into negative rates. And so what that acts like is an anchor on the American economy. So in addition to the tariffs helping, making them permanent would actually help to bring back investment in the United States and actually grow the economy. But having the Fed be so reluctant to match the other central banks around the world just means that the dollar is stronger. When the dollar is stronger, that means all of our exports are more expensive around the world. And so really the central banks of the world, the Japan Central Bank and the European Central Bank, are taking advantage of the fact that the Fed is not acting in the best interest of the American people and providing the ability for us to export goods. So there's a combination of, you know, the president's doing good things with the tariffs, but the Fed is really creating a temporary slowdown for us.
Well, that's a brilliant take, General. Thank you for that. And, you know, and the president always says that our previous leaders were taken advantage of by China over the years. And I mean, and it's so true. I mean, we never even addressed this. Now we have a president who addresses this, and he's doing the right thing. But I have to ask you, as a military person, General Spalding, and I've said this before on the show, something tells me that the inside intel at the White House sees what China is doing, sees the military buildup, sees China taking over ports from the Caribbean to down to Venezuela and all over the world, that the president he's using these tariffs as a means to just that's just a start for President Trump to go after China. Yes,
it is absolutely just a start, and there's more coming. You know, Matt Pottinger was just made the deputy national security advisor under O'Brien. And he's phenomenal, and I worked with Matt, known Matt for a long time. He gets this 100%, and we worked together to put a lot of these plans in place. And you know, I can tell you there's a lot more to come.
Hopefully. Now, and I have to ask you, too, General, not to get political, but they're just trying to take down this president. And let's just put Donald Trump aside, just the president, the office of the presidency. Once the other sides, and it works on both ends, you know, the Republicans will do it to Democrats and vice versa. But the way they're going after this president, doesn't it just weaken our position with China because of these constant, ridiculous, what seem like hoax attacks against President Trump?
Well, it certainly makes it tougher. You know, we've got this anaconda wrapped around our neck called China. And at the same time, you know, we can't do anything in D.C. because of, you know, it's all about who has political power. It's not really about, you know, taking care of the American people anymore. And I just see this on a constant basis, this back and forth. I've looked at the complaint. You know, I've never seen a substantiated complaint that was based on hearsay or news articles. And so, you know, but it is frustrating.
Yeah, and now we're all aware of this Joe Biden situation, and Joe Biden's son he apparently didn't stop in the Ukraine. Do you know, because you're an expert on China, certainly, what happened with Biden and his son in regards to China, sir?
Oh, yeah, it's actually in my book, by the way, which is a number one new release in international business on Amazon. it talks all about Bohai Harvest and the $1 billion fund that he was a part of. Essentially he was, I think, within 10 days of having gone on that trip with the vice president to China, they were making the deal, with the Chinese. So, I mean, of course, they say there was no quid pro quo. That may be true, but the point of this is, and I also talk about Mitch McConnell's relationship in the book. The bottom line is they don't have to do a quid pro quo. If you listen to what Biden says and you listen to what McConnell says, they say, oh, the trade war is bad for us. We need to stop, putting tariffs on China. In other words, what they're trying to do, what the Chinese try to do is get you to have great, feeling about the Chinese Communist Party, and at the same time, stay open for business and let them continue to raid the coffers. And the way they do that is by promoting this idea that they're somehow part of the globalized system, that they're an open market economy, which is absolutely false. When every company in China has to have a Communist Party member on its board, when they subsidize all their companies, when they basically have non-tariff and tariff barriers in the country that prevents any American company from being successful there. So, I mean, it's a travesty. It's a complete farce. And it's the wool's been pulled over America's eyes, and it's been pulled over with the complicity of people like Biden and McConnell that quite frankly, whether or not they have specifically done anything because they got money from it, they are enabling the Chinese Communist Party to do what they do.
Yeah, General Spalding, the name of the book is Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. Stealth War. You have to check out this book from Brigadier General Robert S. Spalding, United States Air Force retired senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, focusing on U.S.-China relations, economic and national security, and the Asia-Pacific military balance. Stealth War. General, you gotta come back, and we really appreciate, first of all, your service to the country has been stellar, and we thank you for that, sir, and always appreciate you being on the program.
Thank you so much.
General Robert S. Spalding, the name of the book, Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. Piscopo in the morning, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you all morning long on the roads of New York, New York, and the surrounding areas on AM 970. The Answer, hiya, Debbie.
Hiya, Joe. And I want to warn everybody that over on 14th Street between 3rd and 9th, buses and trucks only, no cars allowed there. That's that new plan they got underway today. Let's go to the LIRR, westbound delays through Jamaica with signal problems. We're also seeing some slowdowns on the Ronkonkoma branch of about 15 minutes with signal problems getting out through Ronkonkoma. Now, traffic is moving slowly on the Meadowbrook. The Meadowbrook north at Hempstead Turnpike, a crash there. Sunrise Highway westbound, Locust Ave getting out toward Bohemia, getting reports of a collision as well. It's still pretty busy this morning as you head over to the eastbound side of the BQE, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. Westbound BQE at the Battery Tunnel, it's an accident. Cross Bronx is horrible. West out through the Alexander Hamilton Bridge, a disabled truck in the way. 15 to 20 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. LaGuardia, about an hour delay in arrivals because of windy conditions. Inbound GWB, upper level, an accident, 25 to 30. Lincoln Tunnel, that's 40. Holland, 45 in from 1 and 9, better from the Turnpike approach. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow stands up for religious liberty.
Religious freedom is of utmost importance. So glad we have a president fighting for freedom of religion. Jordan, how important is that?
I think it's absolutely so important to have a president come together at the United Nations and calling on the international community to take actual concrete steps to prevent attacks against people on the basis of their religion or beliefs.
Jay Sekulow live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business. Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
It's October baseball. Tune in tomorrow for Game 2 of the NLDS as the Atlanta Braves face the St. Louis Cardinals. Pregame at 4, first pitch, 4:37. MLB on ESPN, live on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Joe on the radio, 8:54 right now. Joe Lumberg coming up with the weather, and I see the phone calls. I see you. I see you. You know, if you're looking to import wisdom and common sense on your teenager or college student, you want to prepare them for the real world, but know that a lecture from mom and dad will make their eyes glaze over. Well, if that resonates with you, you got to get a copy of John Bramnick's book called Why People Don't Like You. It's great. The book was written by my buddy, the funniest lawyer in New Jersey, Mr. John Bramnick, and you need to get it for your kids. But it has some really great advice, even for you and I. And my favorite one that I keep telling you about, please, please, just listen to this one, please. This is in John Bramnick's book, Why People Don't Like You. Never tell anyone they look tired unless you are their mom or their doctor. Amen to that. How many times people always say that? Oh, this is a great one, too, in John's book here, Why People Don't Like You. You can get it on Amazon. Check this out. If you're asked to give a eulogy, talk about the deceased, not about you. How many times do you go to your funeral? I remember when I met Bob. Bob was my friend, and you're going like that. Can you tell me about Bob? I don't want to hear about what you feel. It's great. And also, this is a great one, too. This is for Frankie Five Burrows. Don't say you're having scotch without telling me the brand. Bingo. Okay, give me a scotch. No, I want to know exactly what it is. You gotta check out Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick, the funniest lawyer in New Jersey. It's a fun read. It's for your kids. You know, you could laugh because they'll say things that are in this book, and you could show them what they're saying. Also, at a cocktail party, this is a riot around the coffee table. A must-have for the college know-it-all and you know, yourself, because you and I do these same things every single day. Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. Check it out on Amazon today.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota. Oh,
Joe Lumberg, our marathon man, meteorologist, checking out the weather today. Joe, we got rain today, you said, huh?
Rain, drizzle, a lot cooler than yesterday, only in the 50s as opposed to being 90-plus yesterday. What a difference a day makes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So rain throughout the day, but we're going to get this the playoff game with the Yankees on Friday. Looks okay in the Bronx, huh?
Yeah, I mean, a windy, cool day tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, about 65, right. Game-time temperature in the upper 50s. It'll cool off after that, and look for sunshine Saturday, low 60s, near 70 on Sunday, partly sunny skies expected.
Joe, unbelievable. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Always appreciate it. Great job, always. 8:56, let me go to Bill if I can. Thank you, Albert. Bill, you've been waiting, and I'm going to try to get to the calls ASAP. Bill, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to tell you why the Republican senators and congressmen don't have Trump's back. And I figured it out in 10th grade, back when I was in FDR high school.
Yeah.
And I had a AP teacher in AP English, Dr. Wiener, and he had Chuck Schumer come in and talk to the class. And I was about 16, and I was all NRA'd out because I just started to go hunting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I asked Chucky Schumer about the Second Amendment. Yeah. And he went down on how bad it is, this and that, and I corrected him with the facts. And he had nothing to do. All he could do was yell it, like, he wanted to fight. I would have took him down because there's no way I would have missed that big nose. But anyway,
all
he could do was yell and say, call me a civilian. Then I realized that all these senators and congressmen, they all need term limits because they're all fighting on the same team. It's us against them. Yeah. They consider us to be commoners, and they are royalty. Trump got to do what Reagan used to do. He got to pull a big national address on the televised for everyone to see and just explain this.
They need
term limits because they think they're royalty and we are peasants. That's what amounts to right there. And they just want to control us.
Yeah, Bill, you know what? You're right on the money. It's exactly right. This sense of entitlement by these politicians. And when the president, to off your point, Bill, the president, when he goes down there and he's a businessman who's seen the rough and tumble of New York business, he goes down there and he sees, quote unquote, amateurs running the country. It's twice as frustrating. Unbelievable. We'll get into it when we come back. Nicole Maliotakis will join us. It's Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer, from New York, New York.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are on the hunt after a woman was stabbed to death in the Bronx yesterday. Cops said they found a 19-year-old woman with multiple stab wounds at Help Forest Community Shelter on East 171st Street. Emergency crews pronounced her dead at the scene. No arrests have been made. The investigation is ongoing. Nassau County is marking Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The dome at the Theodore Roosevelt Executive and Legislative Building in Mineola was lit pink last night to raise awareness. County Executive Laura Curran says it's estimated more than 200,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer each year. More than 40,000 will die from the disease. She notes in Nassau County alone, there are nearly 1,300 cases of breast cancer and 146 deaths each year.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.